For most of the last 14 years, Argentina has been locked in a bitter fight over how much it has to pay its international creditors. On Monday, that battle will come to a head. That's the deadline the U.S. Supreme Court set for Argentina to pay off some U.S. hedge funds that had bought its bonds. Argentina says the payments could ruin the country. NPR's Jim Zaroli explains.
This fight goes all the way back to 2001, when Argentina defaulted on tens of billions of dollars in government debt. Anna Gelprin is a professor of law at Georgetown.
This came after several years of recession, bank runs, a political crisis. This was an enormously tumultuous event.
Argentina spent the next few years negotiating with its creditors, and by 2005, most of them had agreed to accept partial repayment. But there were holdouts, including the American hedge fund billionaire Paul Singer. And this year, the Supreme Court told Argentina it had to pay them about $1.5 billion by this coming Monday.
The basic principle here is uphold the law.
Robert Shapiro is chairman of the American Task Force Argentina, which represents the holdouts against the government.
Her ability to put this off is now running out very quickly because of the decision of the Supreme Court.
Argentina says a lot more is at stake here than $1.5 billion. If it's forced to pay off these hedge funds, other creditors will line up to be paid too, and soon the country's foreign reserves will be depleted. Argentina's economy minister, Axel Kicillof, spoke at the United Nations on Wednesday. He's heard here through an interpreter.
This places the country's economy at risk, so we have requested that the negotiation conditions be fair, equitable, and envisage the interest not of a small portion, but of 100% of bondholders.
Over the years, Argentina's creditors have tried to attach some of the country's overseas assets, including its presidential plane. Anna Gelprin of Georgetown says such moves illustrate the bizarre nature of international credit. Investors can lend money to a government by buying its bonds, but if a government doesn't want to pay what it owes, there's not always a lot creditors can do.
The name of the game has become creating as much hassle as possible for the government in its economic and financial dealings abroad.
Argentina's creditors have responded by dragging the government into court. Just today, the government lost another ruling ordering it not to transfer money to a bank until it can pay all of its creditors. In turn, Argentina has refused to negotiate, calling the holdout creditors vulture funds. Now, time is running out. If Argentina can't pay what it owes by Monday, it will be in default. But it will have a 30-day grace period, and Diego Ferro of Greylock Capital Management, which owns some Argentine bonds, believes the case can be resolved.
I wouldn't be surprised that when we get closer to the end of this, there is some compromise.
Until then, Argentina remains frozen out of the credit markets. In the aftermath of the global recession, Argentina needs to borrow money, and so it's under intense pressure to resolve the dispute. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.